Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday class at the Young Israel of Woodmere. Just a reminder, I'm going to announce it next week as well. March the 10th, there is no shir. Be'ezrat Hashem, I will be away. There's shir today, there's shir next week, and then Be'ezrat Hashem, March 10th, there's no shir, and March 17th is Purim. So it means that just the way the calendar falls, we're going to be missing, unfortunately, 2 weeks in a row, but March the 3rd, next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, there is shir, okay? So that's just a calendar announcement. So this is the thing. This was not planned, that this same topic was going to turn into a three-week shir series. When we did Moshe by the burning bush, I knew that what I prepared was probably going to take me three classes, if not four classes, if you remember. Take off your shoes. Does anyone remember? Yeah, okay, I hope somebody remembers. So if not, you go back to Wayu Torah. So I knew that that was going to take me at least 3 weeks. When I started to talk about Mizbech HaZahav and the Torahs 2 weeks ago, I did not know it was going to turn into a three-week journey, but it did. So 2 weeks ago, we spoke about it. Last week was based on a piece by Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam and the Rav. And this week, we're going to be talking about it again. Every class has been totally different insights. It's always Parsha related, by the way, because this week, the Mizbech HaZahav is again in the Parsha, because Chuma Tetzava, the beginning of Kitisa, Vayakal and Pekudei, really are one theme, and that is Nedavas HaMishkan and Binyan HaMishkan. So the Mizbech HaZahav is detailed at the end of Parshas Tetzava. Then the ingredients and the recipe for the Ketores is outlined in Kitisa, which goes with the Mizbech HaZahav. And in this week's Parsha, we have the construction of the Mizbech HaZahav. So I'm not really stuck in one Parsha. I'm actually journeying. It would also be okay to be stuck in one Parsha and learning it in depth over a period of time. But I am journeying with the Parshio. It happens to be that it keeps in Tetzava. We have the instructions for the Mizbech HaZahav or Mizbech HaKetores. In Kiti, so we have the recipe and the ingredients for the Ketores. And in this week's Parsha, we have the construction of the Mizbech HaZahav, Mizbech HaKetores. So it's in this week's parasha. You do not, someone asked me if you need a chumash. It's going to be an extremely hashkafic shir. I'm just going to be quoting the psukim from the psukim that detail for us in Vayakel, the construction of the Mizbech HaZahav. If you have the chumash and you feel like looking along with me, it's Parak Lamed Zayin Pasachof Hei. Okay, it's interesting because in our parsha, it is detailed as we're told it's in Mizbech HaKetores. So if you could please open up to Lamed Zayin, Chaf Hei, which is Parshas Vayakel, which is this week's parsha. And actually, when it tells us to make the Mizbech, it doesn't call it the Mizbech HaZahav in our parsha. It says, welcome, good morning. Special treat. Brucha Haba'ah. Vayas es Mizbech HaKetores. So it doesn't say the Mizbech HaZahav. So we're going to be talking furthermore about the Ketores. It's page 526, just to be very easy in the Chumash that you're using here. Okay? Page 526. Vayas es Mizbech. So in this week's Parsha, we're told that Bitzalal, we're also told about them in Kitisa. So the details are repeating. In Kitisa, we're introduced to Bitzalal and Ohaliyav. In Vayaka, we're introduced again or reintroduced to Bitzalo and Ohaliyav. And these are the master craftsmen from the tribe of Yehuda and Dan, respectively, who construct the Mishkan. So here we go. Vayas es Mizbech HaKetores Atzei Shitim. He made the Mizbech HaKetores of Shitim. What? Remember, it's called Mizbech HaKetores, Mizbech HaZahav, and Mizbech HaPnimi, because it's upon which we offer the incense. It is covered in pure gold, and it is the inner altar in the space of the Kodesh, opposed to the outer altar in the courtyard. So it's made out of shittim wood. It is Ama Orko, Va'ama Rochbo, Ravua. It is a square, so it is an Ama by an Ama, but in height, it is Amasayim Kamaso, two Amos in height, Mimenu Hayu Karnosov, and it has horns, it has protrusions, just like the Mizbech HaNechoshes on the four corners. Also Zahav Tahor. So it is covered. So again, it's made like so many of the Kalim in the Mishkan, Mizbech HaNechoshes, the Aron Kodesh, the Shulchan. It is constructed from wood, and then it is covered in gold. So when you look at it, you only see gold. Eskago. I'm sorry, it's roof. Ves kirosav saviv, and its walls all around. Ves karnosav, and the four horns. Vayaslo zer zahav saviv, just like the shulchan keser malchus, and the aron keser torah. The Mizbech HaKetores also has a golden diadem all around, which represents keser kuhuna. Ushte tabot zahav asalo, and furthermore, Bitzalo made two golden rings, mitachas lezero, under the zer zahav, al shte tzalotav. So interesting, the Mizbech HaNechoshes has four copper rings. The Mizbech HaZahav only has two rings on its two sides. What is the point of the rings? Levatim, they are housing, lebadim, for the staffs. Laseis oso bahem. So when it comes time to journey, they would insert the staffs into the rings on the side of the altar, and they would journey. Vayases habadim atzei shitim. Just like the Mizbeach itself, the staffs are made from shitim wood. Vayitzaf osam zahav, and he covers the staffs in wood. No, he covers the wood staves in gold. Vayas Hashem in Hamishcha, Kodesh Ves Ketores Hasamim Tahar, and he made the anointing oil holy and the Ketores Hasamim. So what happens to the Ketores? It goes onto this Mizbeach HaZahav. We spoke about it. Remember, we spoke about it's connected to Hatavas Haneros, the cleaning out of the lamp, and Hadlakas Haneros. Yes, we spoke about it. You light the Ketores twice a day, morning and evening. Tahor, so the Ketores Samim is a Ketores mixture of spices. It is pure Maaseh Rokeach, the work of a spice blender. So here we have in Vayaka, the Betzalel actually constructs this golden altar. So what we're talking about today is totally, I'll tell you what happened. I actually wrote quickly. I finished writing the shiur last night at midnight, but that's not when I started writing. I didn't start last night at 10 p.m. Last week, I already had the outline jotted down in, you know, my quick, no one else could read notes on a piece of paper. So I knew, obviously, before I sat down last night at 10 o'clock, what I wrote, everything I wanted to say, and then I had to put the whole thing together. So after Shaarei, I come home, I blow, then I had to Baruch Hashem. So last week I was speaking to somebody before last Thursday shiur. I already knew what this Thursday was going to be. Sarah, could you just close the door, please? Because there could be noise in the hallway. Thank you. So I was speaking to somebody who was feeling very frustrated about certain aspects of their Avodas Hashem, which should happen to all of us if we're really B'nai or B'naot Aliyah. If everything's going perfectly, then you're probably, I don't know, I don't want to insult anybody, but if you think everything's perfect in Avodas Hashem, that it really means you're not introspective enough. I'm not trying to insult anybody, okay? But like Lamaisa, we're human beings. Everyone's going to make a mistake. And we have to be aware of these failings and shortcomings. And the whole point of life is to try and improve why we are here. So I was speaking to somebody who was struggling with certain aspect or area. I'm feeling very dejected. Because, right? You know, you sometimes keep trying in a certain realm. And you try and it doesn't work. And you try and it doesn't work. And you try and it doesn't work. And what happens at that point? You could feel very down on yourself. Maybe it never happened to you, but like, I don't know. I'm not going to speak. I'm just using an example. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara about this specific person. And then you're good for, oh, so someone could relate. Okay. So you could be good for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And then something sets you off and you did it. And then 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. And then something sets you off and you did it. So it could become very frustrating, and that's just one example in our Avodas Hashem. So I was speaking to this person, and they were expressing their frustration, and we had spoke, and suddenly, it was like a light bulb went off in my head. So I went to get, after I finished speaking, a little piece of paper, I started to write down my thoughts. So I'm going back to Kitisa, Perak, Lamed Aleph, Lamed. Page 488. Perak Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Dal. So we began in Vayakel, and in Vayakel, we just saw the Pesukim where Betzalel and Ohaliyav oversee and construct the Mizbech HaKetores. That's what it was called in this week's Parsha. Also known as the Mizbech HaZav. Turn to page 488. Perak Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. We're going back to last week's Parsha, okay? Ayom Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, I just want to say, I should have said in the beginning, my son, I saw the message right before I came into Shir, I was very impressed and very appropriate. My son who goes to Hank, I've one in Darche, one in Hank, so the one in Hank's message, and he said, they after davening, they said Tehillim for the Jewish community in Ukraine. They davened for and had the Ukrainian Jews in mind, so I thought that that was very moving and very appropriate. The idea of Imo Anochi Betzara reminds us how all Jews are connected, all around the world, and Baruch Hashem, we live in a society with all of the political upheaval of the past couple years and all the tumult and whatever you think of the government, we don't need to get into it, and the current person in charge of the government, but nevertheless, we, I I often take my freedom for granted. And I don't just mean physical freedom, I also mean religious freedom. You know how many times throughout our society this could have been, we would have been punishable for death and totally usher and not allowed and put into jail just for getting together to open a chumash and read Torah. Communist Russia, the time of the Romans, and everything in between in 2,000 years. And we do. We take our physical, maybe not you, but I don't know how much we think about our physical freedom and how much we think about our spiritual freedom. And I don't know, I never really was concerned about, you know, Russia invading my borders, like literally. I mean, like literally. So something to keep in mind. I was very impressed and moved that he said that, and Hank, they davened for them, but it's certainly something to keep in mind. So turn to page 488, which is Perek Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Okay, so I'm in the middle of, you know, this Shir series. I'm speaking to this person, and I know we're talking about the Mizbeach Chazal we spoke about the week before, and I know what Thursday, I didn't plan last week's Shir midnight, the night before this, that last week, so I knew what I was teaching, and this Mamish Ha'ara popped into my head. Vayom Hashem al Moshe. And Hashem said to Moshe, so what goes on the Mizbech, Miktar Ktores, Knebet Salah, and Ohaliyav made in this week's Parsha? And Hashem said to Moshe, Kach l'chasamim, take for yourself the following spices, Natav, Ushecheles, V'chalbena, Samim, these spices, Ulavona, Zaka, Bad Bevadiyeh, they should be equal in measure, and you should make Ktores, it is a work of a spice mixture, it has to be blended, it has to be pure, excuse me, you have to grind it finely, you have to put some before the testimony in the tent of meeting where I'll arrange a meeting with you. It is Kodesh Kedoshim for you. The Ketores is Kodesh Kedoshim. This is Holy of Holies. And the Ketores made in its measurement, you cannot make for yourself. It is Kodesh for you to God. Whoever makes it like it to smell by your vanichwas ma'amav. So if you make the exact Ketores, and then, you know, you go around like snuff powder smelling it, so that is usher, and the person will be cut off. So, before I tell you the ha'ara I had, the other week I was preparing, I don't remember what shir. I told them last night, I'm giving a shir at the end of March, one of the shir I'm giving at the end of March, special shir series. So someone asked me 2 days ago, is this what the details of what this is going to be? I said, do you think I know what I'm teaching at the end of March? I said, do you know how much is happening, Baruch Hashem, between now and the end of March? So I don't remember. I was preparing for a certain shir, and I pulled out a sefer, and I couldn't find it again. I even said to my son, because he was at the table, I said, Shmuel, listen to this Dvar Torah. And I shared it with him. So when I was preparing this, I said, do you remember which sefer I saw this in? So he said, no, sorry. So I saw the following Chassidus Shvar brought down in one of the Sfarim I was looking at, which I could not find because I'm very makbid to source. So the Torah tells us, no, the Haggadah tells us on Leah HaSeder, which is not too far away, we should all be well. Kenegar arba banim dibrei Torah. The Torah speaks about four sons. Echad chacham, ve'echad rasha, ve'echad tam, ve'echad she'enu delishal. We gather four sons around Leil HaSeder, around the Pesach Seder. There is the wise one, there is the wicked one, there is the simple one, and there's the one who does not know how to ask. So there is many, many varlach, and there's a lot to say about the arba banim. But I saw something beautiful brought down in a sefer, a couple weeks ago, and that was a beautiful vark. And right away I said, Shmuel, listen to this, because he happened to be in the dining when I went to this farm shank. And the sefer wrote that there are some who say that the four sons is all one person. Sometimes you feel like the chacham, the tzaddik, was a geshmak David was Hashem, your davening was perfect, your brachos were perfect, you didn't speak Lashon Hara about that person, you vowed not to, you were patient with the children, wonderful to your husband, pleasant to the lady in the supermarket, was a wonderful, you had no shilas for the rabbi, everything was great. Sometimes you're the tzaddik, sometimes the chacham. Sometimes, maybe not you, you feel a little bit like the rasha. What was I thinking today? Where was my mind when I was davening? I snapped at the kids. I spoke the Lashon Hara. I was rude to the cashier. Hopefully not all on the same day. That would be a really bad day. So that's the day you feel like the Rasha. Sometimes you're the Tom. I'm just so overwhelmed with everything. I can't put my kochos into it. Whatever will be, will be. And sometimes you're the She'enu Odeh Elisha. I just don't even know what to say. So I thought it was such a beautiful, beautiful ha'ara that the four sons could be four different Jews sitting around the Seder table. They could also be your four children. They could also be you yourself, because we go through different periods in life. We're not every day we are the same person. Physically, you're the same person, and your neshama is the same, but you go through journeys in life. So I couldn't find the sefer, but my son Shmuel is there, and I did not make that vart up. Rav Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev, the great defender of the Jews, used to make a chashbon ha-nefesh. And every night he would say, what did Levi Yitzchak do right today? And what did Levi Yitzchak do that needs some repair for tomorrow? He would go through. And then he would say, Levi Yitzchak, tomorrow I'm going to be better. And then he would say, but Levi Yitzchak, you said that yesterday. And then he would say, Levi Yitzchak, tonight I really mean it. Maybe I closed my chumash. That was a mistake. Rashi tells us, I have it in my notes. Rashi tells us about the chalbana. If you're still in your chumash, look at Rashi in Parshas Ki Tisa. What does Rashi tell us about the chalbana? Bosem sherecho ra. It is a spice. There are 11 spices in the Ketores. If one is missing, it's not Ketores. It's a nice perfume spice for your cake, but it's not Ketores. You have to have chalbana. Bosem sherecho ra. It is a spice that has a foul smell. The korin lo galbana. Umana umina ahakasu bein samene haketores. And nevertheless, even though it smells bad, the Torah includes it amongst the spices of the Ketores. Lilam deinu to teach us. Shalo yakel be'eninu. It should not be light in our eyes. Litzareif imanu to include with us. Ba'agudos ta'aniyosenu utufilasenu. In our prayer and fast day gatherings. Esposha Yisrael. The sinners of Israel. Sheyu nimnin imanu. They should be included with us. Maybe the chalbana is us. Maybe it's a metaphor for all of us, and it's speaking to ourselves. God is speaking to you. On the days when you feel not so positive about your avodas Hashem, not so great about your midos. I'm not going to lose it at the kids. I'm really going to be patient. And that one is a tantrum. And there's different versions of tantrum at different ages. And then you're just not patient at that moment. And you really tried. Perhaps the chalbana is the ben harasha within ourselves. Bosem sherecho ra. The day you messed up. The day you didn't do so well. The day you just don't feel gevaldik in your avodas Hashem. Maybe it's the times you feel undeserving. You know, people sometimes say you deserve it. So personally, I don't. Nechama Labovitz, Allah Shalom, used to say, everyone says, magia li, lo magia lachem klum. And on the other end of the spectrum, Rav Freifeld Zatzal would also say, people say, deserve. We don't deserve anything. But sometimes you really feel extra undeserving. Perhaps you feel that Hashem doesn't want my divine service anymore. Perhaps Hashem says, you're coming to daven after what you said, after what you did, after what you watched on TV, you're coming to put your eyes in a sefer? Seriously? You think I want to hear from you? Maybe that's the message of the chalbana. Shalo yakel be'einenu, don't cheapen yourself in your own eyes. Chazal say in Pirkei Ra'avos, al ti rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Do not see yourself as so wicked, because if you see yourself as so wicked, you will never ascend in avodas Hashem. A person has to, we talk about my degree, was in my bachelor's in science and my master's in science in speech and hearing. I went to Brooklyn College. I, Baruch Hashem, did very, very well. It was an outstanding program with amazing professors. So Hashem had a different plan for me. But one of the things that we taught in oral rehab, not oral, A-U-R-A-L, I quoted you about the ear and a shear, on Monday morning. In your name, Diane Sarnoff told me. Okay. So oral, A-U-R-A-L, oral rehab, one of the things we speak to clients about is realistic expectations. Now, when a person comes to you with a hearing loss and there's counseling, they have to understand that there's something called realistic expectations. So I happen to have been very good at oral rehab because, you know, it's always helpful when the therapist could really empathize with exactly what you're saying. It's not like they're telling you, I understand. That's the worst. When someone who doesn't understand says, I understand. And you're thinking, no, you definitely don't understand. You could sympathize. You could hear me out. So one of the things we tell them is you should have realistic expectations. So it means even if you put on hearing aids, you're going to go to a wedding and the chances of you hearing anything because of the amplification and the background noise. I mean, normal hearing people can't probably communicate very well in those situations. Or, you know, if you have a significant hearing loss, even with hearing aids, it's probably not a good idea to take a job as a, you know, receptionist in a busy office who's answering phones all day, or the whatever they call them, who takes the notes. Do they even have those anymore in court? because you have to hear every word that's said. So you have to have real expectations about what you will and will not be able to accomplish in life. A person has to have realistic expectations about themselves as well. And you have to know that sometimes you're the Ben Chacham, and sometimes you're the Tam, and sometimes you're the She'eni Yodea, and sometimes Taka, it might actually happen. You yourself are going to be the Rasha. And that's when you're going to think, I'm a Rasha b'fnei atzmi. And when you think of yourself as a Rasha, then you think Hashem for sure doesn't want you. And the problem is that's a tool of the Yetzer Hara, because then it makes it harder to accomplish your goal. Because then the Yetzer Hara says, why should you even try? You keep failing, so don't even bother. So along comes the Torah and says, take the Chalbana, which is a Bosem Sharecho Ra. But the Torah says, Shelo Yaka Be'eninu Chazal say, don't be cheap in your own eyes. Don't write yourself off. Litzaref imanu, include yourself in yourself. Ba'agudos tani useinu utefila seinu. So your tefillah wasn't so good yesterday, and your kavanah on last Tisha B'Av wasn't so good. But you must include yourself. Because who are you? You're the Poshe Yisrael, it's true. Could anyone here, in person or in Zoom, stand up and say, I am not ever a Poshe Yisrael? I was never a sinner? No, you can't say that. The Gemara says there are only four people who didn't sin. It's such an interesting exercise because most people don't even know who those four people are. And it's not Moshe, and it's not Miriam, and it's not Aaron, and it's not the Gedolim. There's only four. It's Binyamin, Amram, you knew? So what are the four?
I just knew Binyamin.
Very nice. Binyamin, Amram, Yishai, Avi David, and Kalev, the son of David. But it's amazing. You ask a room full of people, but who are our leaders? Moshe. Everybody knows Moshe. Who is his sister? Miriam. Everyone knows Miriam. Sheyu nimnim imanu. Include yourself with yourself. Sheyu nimnim imanu. Within yourself, you must include the Ben Harasha. So you feel like a sinner? Come to shul anyway. You feel dejected and rejected? Go to the shiur. Make yourself get up and go. You feel hopeless? Pick up the sitter. Your midos are awful on the inside? Put on an act on the outside. There's a very famous mitzvah in the Sefer Achinach. What's wrong? There's a very famous mitzvah in the Sefer Achinach. It's mitzvah tes zayin in the Chinuch. And the Chinuch says, it's on Parshas Bo. There is ad lav de oraisa shelo lishbar etzem min ha-pesach. You are not allowed to break a bone from the Korban Pesach. Okay? So at the end of Perek Yabes in Parshas Bo, Pasuk Mem something, you're not allowed to break a bone in the Korban Pesach. So why aren't you allowed to break a bone? You're not allowed to because the Torah says you're not allowed to. Rashi says a bone that has enough meat on it to eat. But, hashkafically, the Sefer HaChinuch teaches something very fundamental, very famous, and very powerful, which relates to my sheer proposal and thesis today. Da, a person has to know, ki ha'adam nif'al kifi pu'ulotav. I'm sure you've heard this, no? Ha'adam nif'al kifi pu'ulotav. A person goes after their actions. V'libo v'chol machshavosav tamid achar masav. A person's thoughts and heart go after his actions. Shehu osik bahem im tov v'imra. The way you behave is the way you're going to be inside. V'afilu rasha gamer b'libo. Even if you are a complete rasha in your heart. V'chol yetzer machshavos libo rak ra kol hayav. And your heart, the thoughts of your heart are bad all day. Im yera rucho v'yasim hishtadluso. If you arouse your spirit and do your hishtadlus, v'asko b'hasmada b'tor v'mitzvos. Inside you feel like a rasha. Your thoughts are wicked. You feel like you're not in the right place. But you arouse your heart. You do your hishtadlus. You are osek with great hasmada. How's that for translating asko b'hasmada? You're osek in hasmada, making fun of myself. You work with great diligence in Torah and mitzvos. Afilu shalol l'shem shemayim. Even if it's not l'shem shemayim. Miyad yinata el hatov. Automatically, you will turn to the good. Umitoch shalol lishma balishma. And even though you started, you know, this tefillah on the day when you feel like a rasha, so it's really not l'shma. But you know, you have to be mitzarif yourself in your tefillos. Ubekoach ma'asov yamis ha-yetzer hara. Through the power of your actions, you will put to death the yetzer hara in that area. Ki acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachim ha-levavos. Go look up, it's Zechinuch Mitzvah 16. Acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachim ha-levavos. Because after the action, the heart is pulled. Ki mitocha pu'ulos ha'tovos, anachnu nifalim liyos tovim v'zochim l'chaye ad. Because through the good actions, we will become good. We will be pulled after the good. We will be amass many zechuyot for ourselves. V'ram zuzal azeh, the Gemara gives an allusion to this in Maseches Menachos. Ba'amram, kol mi sheyesh lo mezuzah b'pischo, the Gemara says, anyone who has a mezuzah by the entrance to his home, b'tzitzis b'vigdo, and tzitzis on his garment, v'tfilin b'rosho, and tfilin on his head, so you have the mezuzah, you have tzitzis, you have tfilin, muvtach lo shelo yichta. It is guaranteed that he will not sin. How is it guaranteed he will not sin? Because you go after your actions. Lefi she'elo mitzvos tmidios, because these are constant mitzvos, you have a constant reminder of positive behavior, you have a constant reminder that you really can be a ben Torah. V'nifa b'hen tamid. And when you are constantly involved in mitzvos, you will become that person. So on the day when you feel, what's the solution? So on the day when you feel ra, on the day you feel like ben harasha, is the solution to not be involved in the mitzvahs. That's the ploy of the Yetzer Hara. That's exactly what he tells you. Now you think Hashem wants you. Now you're going to go daven. Now you're going to go make a bracha. Now you're going to work on tikkun amis after you screamed at the kids. Now you're going to go to try and be better. I'm sure you've all heard that before. Inside of you. So adarabi, you tell him. It's not right. You're not correct. I may be chalvana, but God wants me today. Acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshach ha-adam. Acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachim ha-lavavos. The chalvana teaches us that no matter how foul a person has become, no matter how pleasant a scent we take on, no matter how unpleasant a scent we take on, it's bosom shereichara, it stinks. In other words, it's the tuma of sin, spiritually. Could be very clean and wearing beautiful perfume, and you just came out of the shower, but spiritually you feel defiled. Spiritually you feel like you're the bosom shereichal ra. The koach of teshuvah always exists, and a person can always whiten his stains and come back to Hashem. What does the pasuk say in Yeshayahu? Parak Aleph pasuk Girches. It happened to me last week. You would think I would just know to bring the water, right? L'chuna v'nivachacha, yomar Hashem. V'nivachicha, yomar Hashem. Come now, let us debate, says the Lord. Im you, no, it's okay, don't worry. And if there's no cup, I'm not going to drink it. I'm not going to drink it. Im you chateichem kashanim kashaleg yalbinu. Don't give up on yourself. If your sins are as red as scarlet, Kashalag yalbinu, they will be whitened like snow through the process of teshuva. Im ya'adimu katola katsemer yu, if they are red as crimson, they shall become white like wool. I love this pasuk in the context of this shir, because it proves to you that even the reddest stain of sin can become white like snow. Kashalag yalbinu. What is the shorish of yalbinu? Lavan. What perhaps is the shorish of chalbana? Lavan. It is a bosem shereicho ra. It is not pure. It's not dressed in the Yom Kippur kittel. Thank you. With a cup. Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you. Tiskei mitzvah. Thank you very much. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shel Kol Nehi Abedvar. And called. Thank you. So the Chalbana, Ches, Lamed, Beis, Nun, Hey, with the Shoresh of Lavan. It's the day when you wake up and you feel sullied with sin. And yet the Navi tells you, do not give up on yourself. It's Yeshayahu Perek Aleph Pasuk Girches. You know this pasuk. We say it in the Yamim Noraim Davening. Im yu chateichem kashanim kashaleg yalbidu. If your sins are red, you're full of stain, tuma. Red represents, especially the blood of Nida, red represents a spiritual tuma. If you are spiritually defiled, do not worry. Kashaleg yalbidu. You can be white again. Im ya'adimu, from Edom, katola, if you are as red as crimson, katsemer you could be once again white like wool. And it's amazing that the root word of chalbana is this lavan. Because even when you feel defiled, spiritually red, spiritually impure, a person can never give up on themselves. The pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, I do not take any comments, not on the Zoom and not in person. I'm sorry, I want to get through the material. I might end up saying what you wanted to say, and if not, I'll try it the Embly Nader. And pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Perek Zayin, pasuk Beis, Ma yafu pa'amayich b'na'alayim bas nediv. How goodly, how beautiful are your steps in your shoes, the daughter of a prince. Chamukai yirechayich kemo chalayim maase yidei aman. The curves of your thighs are like jewels, the handiwork of a craftsman. So it sounds like a lover describing his lover. How beautiful are your steps in your sandals, O daughter of a prince. Your curves of your thighs are like jewels, the handiwork of a craftsman. So we know that the whole Shir HaShirim, of course, is a parable for the love between God and the Bnei Yisrael. So the Chazal say, in the beginning of the Pasuk, Mayafu pa'amayach b'na'alayim bas nediv, Shir HaShirim perek zayin pasuk beis. How beautiful are your steps in your shoes, the daughter of a prince. What is this Pasuk talking about? So the Gemara says that it is speaking about, I don't know if it's the Gemara, the Medrash, I'm quoting Ali Melech Biderman. Chazal say, it's talking about the Jews who would go to be Olo L'Regel. By the way, last week's Parsha is Olo L'Regel also, okay? And the Parsha's Kitisa, I looked it up, Perachav, Lamedalad, Pasuchav Gimel. Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana, Yera El Kol Zechurcha, Es Penei Ha'adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Right at the end of Kitisa, Lamedalad, Chav Gimel, we are told about the mitzvah being Olo L'Regel. So Chazal say, what is this referring to? How beautiful are your steps in your sandals, the daughter of a prince? It's referring to the Jews who would be Olo L'Regel. Three times a year, they would leave everything behind. Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana, says Kitisa, Yere'el Kol Zechurchas Pnei Adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And they would go to the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes they would bring their Bikurim. They would bring their Karbanos. They would go and they would all be Olo L'Regel. So Rav Elimelech Biderman says, Rav Meilech Biderman Shlita says, what is this talking about? How goodly are your steps and your sandals? This is the mitzvah of Olo L'Regel. This is what's so precious to Hashem. This is the Shevach of Aliyah L'Regel, that you walk there with your shoes on your feet. When they're walking to the temple, that's so great. What about when they're in the Beis HaMikdash? Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Omdim Tzufufim Mishtachavim Revachim. When they stood in the Beis HaMikdash, it was so squishy. There were so many people. There was a miracle. What was the miracle? When they bowed down, there was room for everybody. What about watching the avodah of the Kohen Gadol? What about the Gilui Shechina? What about the pyre, the flame from the fire on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes that was never extinguished? What about all of the miracles that they saw in the Beis HaMikdash? The whole godless of being Olo L'Regel is Ma Yafo Pa'amayich B'na'alayim Bas Nadiv. How goodly are your steps and your sandals? Ah, say Chazal, these are the Jews who are going to be Olo L'Regel. What are you talking about? What is so difficult for the Jew that is so precious to Hashem? Is it so precious to Hashem to be in the Beis HaMikdash when everything is so clear, when the Shechina was revealed, when there were no doubts, or when he's walking up to be Olo L'Regel? Well, what happens, says Rav Meilech, when he's walking to be Olo L'Regel? It's not like today, you get on a train, and in an hour, you're wherever you want to be. Or you hop in a helicopter, 45 minutes later, you're in a lot to walk. So he's walking, he's coming all the way from the Galil, takes him 2 weeks. He packed everything up, and the Bikurim, and the animals, and whatever provisions he needs. After a day, he says, you know, maybe I should really go home. Who's going to be watching the children? No, I'm going to keep going. And he walks a little more. He says, you know, maybe someone's going to steal all the produce in my field. It's not a Shemitah year. Someone's going to steal all my things. I should really go home. He keeps walking. What does really God expect? I have to leave for 2 weeks to travel, be there for the end of 2 weeks, so I'm away from my house for a month. Maybe I should really go home. No, that's my Yitzhar. I'm going to keep walking. How could I leave for so long? Someone's for sure going to steal my things. And what's going to be with this one and that one? Who's going to guard the jewelry that I hid under the bed? I have to go home. God, what are you thinking? 4 weeks I should leave my house? I'm going home. And he keeps walking despite all of his doubts. And despite his hesitation. And despite the voice inside of him that says, turn around. He keeps going. That's most precious to the Ribbono Shel Olam, says Rav Ma'irach. When you're struggling with your doubts, when you have a day when it's hard for you, when you get to the Beis Hamikdash, it's not such godless. It's so obvious. Hashem is there. You're not struggling anymore. Of course, this is why I came here. Now I have no doubts anymore. I see the Shechina, I see the Kohanim, I see the miracles. It's wonderful to be here. There's no struggle anymore. It's so clear that you're where you're meant to be. But when you're struggling, when every step is hard for you, when you're plagued by doubts, maybe Hashem's not really going to take care of my fields. I know what the Torah says, but maybe He's just not going to. Maybe God abandoned me. Maybe I really should go home. What is this Avodah Hashem? What, am I crazy? 2 weeks there or 2 weeks back? When it's so hard for you, when you're step after step plagued by questions, doubts and emunah, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing, and you keep going, that's so beautiful, Tasha. And when you're there and everything's clear, it's not a problem anymore. But when it's hard for you, despite the doubts, what's the most precious, Tashem? The struggle a Jew undergoes. When he gets there, he gets there. When it's clear, it's not any sign anymore. But when you can withstand when you sign and keep going, despite how you feel in the moment, maybe today you really are the Chalbana. Maybe today you feel like the Ben Harasha. Maybe you just feel like Bosem Sharecho Ra. It's just not worth it, you tell yourself. You feel like throwing in the towel. Forget it. Why do I even work on Lashon Hara? Why do I work on Shmiras Hanayim? Why do I work on Tikkun HaMidos? Why am I bothering trying to be patient? It's just not working. Forget it. Mayafo pa'amayach b'na'alayim. Basnadiv. You know when you're the daughter of a prince? When it's so hard, but you keep going. And you do not become dejected or rejected. Shelo yakel be'einenu. Litzarif imanu. As Posha Yisrael. Who's the Posha Yisrael? All of us. Well, that's your Amram, or Binyamin, or Avi, David, Yishai, or Ben David, Kalev. And we're none of them. There are all days you're going to feel like this. The Gemara tells us in Masecha Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin Aleph, Lefichach nivra Adam yichidi. Why was man created as a lone individual? When Adam was created, it wasn't Adam and Isha. She's created after. Why was Adam created yichidi? So the Gemara gives a number of different reasons as to why he was created yichidi. Lefichach nivra Adam yichidi. I forgot that I have this. Lefichach nivra Adam yichidi. Lilam decha. So there's a number of reasons why we're created. Adam was created yachid. First of all, shakol ha'ma'abed nefesh achas mi'Yisrael ma'al alav hakasuv ki'ilu ibed olam male. To teach you that one person equals the whole world. So whoever saves a life from Israel, kol ha'ma'abed nefesh achas mi'Yisrael. Whoever, Rachman al-Tzlan, causes the loss of a life of one person from Israel, kilu ibud olam malei. It's as if you destroyed the whole world. Adam was created yichidi, so the whole world is created for him. So therefore, if you destroy a life, chas v'sham, it's like you destroy the whole world. V'kol ha'mekayim nefesh achas mi'Yisrael. Anyone who upholds a life in Israel, ma'ala alav hakasuv kilu kiyam olam malei. It's as if you upheld the whole entire world. I mean, Sanhedrin, Lamed, Zayin, Aleph. That's one reason that Adam was created Yechidi. Now the Gemara says another reason. Ubefnei shalom habrios. So there should be peace between creatures. Shelo yamar Adam lechaveru, Abba gadol me'avicha. V'shelo yuhami. So one person should not be able to say, my father, my yichus is greater than your yichus. That's what it means. Why? Because we all have the same yichus. Who do we all come from? Adam and Isha. So no one could say, even though people do say, but really no, right? But nobody should really be able to say, I have better yichus than you. We all come from the same yichus. Everyone comes from Adam, and we all come from Avram Avinu. Either biologically or spiritually. If you're a ger, everyone comes from Avram and Sarah, and everyone comes from Adam. So you can't say, my father's better than your father. Furthermore, v'shelo yu haminim armim harbe b'shios b'shamayim. Furthermore, so that the kofrim, the heretics, should not be able to say there are many gods in the heavens. Rashi and the Gemara says, v'kol achad bara ashalo. So this person will say, my God created me, and this person will say, my God created my father. So in other words, if God would have created, so to speak, multiple people at the same time, then the heretics would have come along, and they would have all had a battle, who's the real God, your God or my God, because no, one person was created in the beginning, that means there's one Ribono Sholem. Ulahagid gdulaso shal kodesh baruch hu. Furthermore, to tell you the greatness of God. Sha'adam tovea kama mat ba'o b'chosem echad. A person makes coins with one, you mint coins, with one machine, one stamp, chosem echad, one seal. Kulan domin zelazai. Every dime that comes out of the U.S. Mint is going to be the exact same. Because it comes out from the same stamp, the same seal, the same imprint, the same machine. But the King of all kings, the Holy One, blessed be He, Tava kol Adam b'chos Moshe Adam Arishon. We all come from Adam Arishon. We all came from the same stamp, the same mint. The same machine that makes the coins makes all the 10 cents look the same. But when it comes to human beings, we all come from the same imprint. And yeah, ein achad meim doma l'chaveril. It should be, maybe we're all clones, right? Everyone, all the men should look like Adam and all the women should look like Isha. Who became Chava? Why not? To tell you the Gdulas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all came from the same imprint, the same seal, and yet we're all different. L'fichach kol echad chayav lomar, and then therefore every person has to say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam, the whole world was created for me. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin Alf, why was man created Yechidi? First of all, to tell you that one man is a whole world. Adam was the whole world. So anyone who causes a life to be lost, Rachman Latzan, is as if he destroyed the whole world. Anyone who saves a life from Israel, it's as if he upheld the whole world. Number two, there shouldn't be competition. You shouldn't say, I have better Yichus than you. We all have the same Yichus because we all came from the same forefathers. Number three, so the heretic shouldn't have a competition whose God created who and whose God created the world. And finally, to tell you the greatness of God, we all come from the same seal, but unlike coins that are imprints and replicas of each other, even though we all come from the same imprint of Adam HaRishon, we're all different. This is amazing. So again, I had a little paper on my desk with all my handwritten thoughts. And during the course of the week, I was adding to it. I almost didn't have time last night till 10 o'clock to sit down and put it together properly. But I was adding to it during the week. On Tuesday, I went to the basement. We have a stack of drawers where we keep extra school supplies. So I needed extra paper. I need a new notebook by my desk. So we keep some extra notebooks down there. What happens is, you know, when you buy the school supplies, I don't do it anymore. But remember when they used to send a list and you would go and you would think you need everything on the list? So my sister-in-law, I have a very wise sister-in-law, and a few years ago she taught me, you're going to see what they need. Don't buy everything on the list. Because what happens? They tell you this notebook, they write in 2 pages of the notebook, and then at the end of the year say, Mommy, what should I do with the notebook? The first maybe an eighth is full, and the 7/8 are empty. So we put them in the basement for the scrap paper when I need a notebook. So I go downstairs. It was a perfect size. I come up, and I start flipping through, and I see every page is filled. So I don't know why he was downstairs. So one was a beautiful, I guess they had an assignment to write, who is important to you? So my son wrote about Dr. Roland, the cochlear implant surgeon. I should actually scan and send it to Dr. Roland, why he's important to him. So I started to flip through. So I found the section of Divrei Torah. So this is from my son Yonatan's school notebook, and it has a date. It was so neat. I showed it to him when he came home. He says, look how neat my notes used to be. January 22nd, 2019. And I mamish found this on Tuesday. And this is a quote. The only thing I did when I rewrote his notes is I corrected his spelling mistakes. My son wrote, January 2019, the one bad spelling spice, the one, I could not make this up better when Hashem planned this, the one bad smelling spice in the Ketores was the Chalbana. And every person is chayav to say, chayav lomer bishvili nivra ha'olam. Everyone must look up, I have a typo in my notes, can I have a pen for a second? Thank you. Everyone must look up to themselves and always think they're great and never look down at yourself. So even if on the outside you're the bad spelling spice, I should have brought the notebook to show you so you would know I'm telling you the MS. So even if on the outside you're the bad smelling spice, you need to look up to yourself. And the first letters of Chayav Lomer Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam spell Chelbana. This shows us that even if you're the bad spice, the whole world was created for you. No, I'm really not joking. I know. I jotted this all down. I should have brought that paper and I should have brought the notebook. Last Wednesday, I already knew what today I was going to be speaking about. It had to be further developed. And I went down for a piece of paper and I'm flipping through this notebook and I see this Svar Torah. And I just quoted my son's notes verbatim exactly as he wrote them. The Gemara says, Chayav Lomar, a person must say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Chayav is a ches, Lomar is a lamid, Bishvili is a bez, Nivra is a nun, and Ha'olam is hey. And the Rosh Teva spell Chelbana. So that means someone thought of this before Michal Horowitz last Wednesday. I can't hear. That's what I'm saying. The whole theory of my shir is right here. I'm speaking to this person who's dejected in their avodas Hashem. I said, wait a minute. The chalbana is all of us. Shelo yakel be'einenu letzaref imanu ba'agudos ta'aniyosenu usfilasenu as posha yisra. The Vardan Achdus is beautiful. It's important. Include every single Jew. I'm not writing that off. But I think that the Torah is telling you to include yourself. But even on the days when you don't want to include yourself, the chinuch says, you feel like a rasha inside. Your machshavos and libos are rak, kol ayab. So what does it say for a chinuch say? Go out and act like a tzaddik. You know what's going to happen? You're going to become a tzaddik. Alti rasha b'fnei atzmecha. You cannot be a rasha in front of your own eyes. That's the biggest weapon of the Yetzer Hara. To make you feel bad. Because you can never accomplish what you set out to accomplish. The Lashon Hara example, the Davin example, the Midos example, whatever it is. And you fall off the bandwagon. And I think it's not even worth it. I can never do it. That's the Yetzer Hara. A person must say, for me the world was created. And that's a Rosh Tevas of Chelbana. And who's the Ben Harasha? Who's the Chacham? Who's the Tam? Who's the She'eni Yodea? It's you. You are all those four people. And you still have to come to the Seder. And you still have to come to the Yom Tov table. And you got to celebrate. And you have to practice Avodas Hashem. No matter how you feel that day. Ki ha'adam nif'al kifi pu'ulosav. Acharei ha'pu'ulos nimshachim halavavos. Even if you are a Rasha Gomer in your heart, and all of your thoughts are bad all day, you must arouse your spirit. You must do your hishtadlus. You must involve yourself with great diligence in Torah and mitzvos. Even now, l'shem shemayim, don't fool yourself. Don't fool God. I don't feel like it today. But if you just get up and do the avodas Hashem, you will put to death the Yetzer Hara. What's the root word of chalbina? Lavan. When you are red, i.e., which is the color of nida, which is the color of spiritual defilement, when you feel that your sins are so overwhelming, they are like scarlet. Kashala yalbinu. They can become white again. Yalbinu, chalbina, lavan. Never give up on becoming white. The steps and the doubts, the questions, the quandaries, the uncertainty. God, you really in my life? If you're really in my life, why are you doing this to me? I think I'm going home. I think my parnasa will suffer. I gotta go back. And you keep going. And you get to the base of Mikdash, there's no struggle, then everything's clear. So God doesn't give you so much reward. What's the reward for getting there? That's when it's hard. And for 2 weeks, every step is plagued by doubts. Nothing in my life makes sense, Ribono Shel Olam, but I'm going to keep going. That is so beautiful to Hashem. That is so precious to the Ribono Shel Olam. Lefichach kol echad va'achav chayav lomer. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Dafka, when you feel like the Chalbana and the Ben Harasha, you feel like God doesn't want you, And maybe your family doesn't want you, not literally, but at that moment, then you're so precious to Hashem. Then you say, wait a minute, for me the whole world was created. Then I could still become Lavan. The Pasuk tells us in Mishlei, Pasuk Chav Dalet, 24:16, Pasuk Perak Chav Dalet, I'm sorry, Perak Chav Dalet, Pasuk Tesayin. Very famous, you know the Pasuk. Kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam, v'sha'im yikoshlu b'ra'a. The tzadik, the chacham, is a chacham and a tzadik, because no matter how many times he falls, he will get up again. Urashaim, for the wicked, yikoshlu b'ra'a. They will stumble in their iniquity. And Mitzudas David says, I'm sorry, I'm not taking comments. It's fine if you want to post and you can read the comments, but it's just, I find it very distracting. I said a few months ago, I just cannot address the chat in the middle of Shir. And Mitzudas David, I prefer if you don't post at all. That's the MS, okay? I mentioned that a few months ago. I don't even know who's posting, so it's not personal. I find it distracting. Mitzudas David says on the pasuk from Mishlei, "Ki af im hatzadik nofel sheva pa'amim." Even if the tzadik falls seven times, yachazor v'yakum. What makes him a tzadik is that despite the fall, he will get up. Yachazor v'yakum. I saw once a quote. It was like I was in Darche a few years ago, and one of the secretaries had all these posters on her wall. And one of them said, no child learning to walk ever fell down and said, gee, I'm not going to try that again. What happens when the child is learning to walk and they fall? Maybe they really, if they get a boo-boo, but what happens to Maisa? They get up and they learn to walk. They try again. They don't say, wow, I fell down. I think I'm just going to crawl my whole life. Obviously, I'm not talking about a child with developmental disabilities or special needs. A child, normal developing child, is going to fall down, he's going to get up. He's going to fall down, he's going to get up. No child learning to walk ever said, gee, I fell. I'm not trying that again. Ki af, says the Mitzudas David, im hatzadik no fell, sheva pa'amim, yachazor v'yakum, aval harasha'im, but for the wicked, heim hanechshalim, they stumble, mibilti tekuma, bevo aleim hara. They don't have the ability to pick themselves up when the bad befalls them. They don't find the inner kochos to transform themselves from the rasha to the chacham. Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal, says, man, as seen by Judaism, is potentially a good progressive being. Man, as seen by Judaism, is potentially a good and progressive being. However, man often finds himself in the grip of an overwhelming, irresistible force that pulls him downward. Man often finds himself in the grip of an overwhelming, irresistible force that pulls him down. The ascent up to the mount of the Lord often turns into a rapid descent down the mountain. You're ascending and ascending and you're ascending. Mi'ala Bahar Hashem u'mi'akum b'makom kacho. The ascent up to the mount of the Lord often turns into a rapid descent down the mount. Man moves toward the fulfillment of his destiny in a zigzag line. There's progress, but it is frequently superseded by retrogression. Closeness to God is followed by the feeling of the dark separation of night. Man not only rises, but he falls as well. And then he rises again, only to fall once more. Moral erring, E-R-R-I-N-G. Make a mistake morally. Moral erring and culpability are interwoven into our very existential fabric. No man can claim he is perfect, says the Rav, that his existential experience has been purged of all selfish, undignified, brute motives. Can anyone claim they're perfect? Can anyone say you have been purged of selfishness, of lack of dignity? In a word, the Bible is confident of man, but also very suspicious of him. Great is not the man who never faltered. Great is not the man who never faltered. That's not godless. Greatness is the man who tripped, who fell, who rose again to greater heights. Grayness is the person who says, I am the color of crimson. I am red from spiritual defilement. But yet, im yiyu chata'eichem kashanim kashala gyalbinu. I can make myself white again. How interesting that the root of the foulest smelling spice is lavan. If man is not conscious of the contradiction inherent in his very core of his personality, he leads a life of illusion and leads an unredeemed existence. In other words, you must be aware of the inherent contradiction in your existential self. Every man is a contradiction. Ah, because you're all four different people. The Chacham and the Rasha contradict each other. There is an inherent contradiction in the very fabric of your being. You must be aware of this. If you are not aware of that, you live an unredeemed existence. In order to be an Eved Hashem, you have to make a realistic appraisal of who you are. Levi Yitzchak, you said that last night, but tonight I really mean it. At this point, the idea of teshuvah emerges and conveys to man the message of catharsis. In what does catharsis express itself, says the Rav? In the aptitude of man to take a critical look at himself, to admit failure. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I should not have become impatient with you. Man must have the courage to confess, to plead guilty, to accept defeat. But from that defeat, from the descent down the mount, comes the ascent once again. And so vidui, confession, is the greatest of all virtues. Confession is the most heroic act. It is catharsis par excellence. I'm reading a new book, new for me, not new, by Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, Zatzal. And I just read this line this week. So again, my little paper kept having added ha'aras in my own handwritten notes. Guilt is a necessary component for teshuva. You should feel bad about what you did. You shouldn't feel so dejected that you throw out the chalbana, the baby with the bathwater. You need the chalbana, but you should feel bad about what you did. You should know that the chalbana has the potential to become lavan. You should know that if you're the Rasha, but you behave like the Chacham, you're going to become the Chacham. For teshuva, guilt is a necessary, important, and healthy feeling. This is from the book Simcha, it's not just happiness. Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, Zatzal. Listen to this brilliance and how poetically it ties into today's shiur. Guilt is I made a mistake. Shame is I am a mistake. Guilt is I made a mistake. Shame is I am a mistake. When one feels shame, when one feels their entire existence is a mistake, when they feel they have no worth, they will never be able to rise up the mount. When one feels guilt from the fall, it is he who will be able to rise again. Because everyone makes mistakes. And God says this holy avoda that is tied to the lighting of the menorah, we spoke about it last week, the hatavas kneros in the morning and the hadlakas kneros in the evening, twice a day, represents you, each and every one of us. And the Ketores, which we saw as Kodesh Kedoshim, I pointed it out to you, must include the Chalbana. Because we must include all of ourselves, the totality of yourself, in your service of God and your interaction with fellow man. I wanted to quote, I don't have time, there's a very famous letter by Rav Hutner, the Pachad Yitzchak Zatzal, Rav Yitzchak Hutner, that ties in exactly to our shir. You have the time or opportunity to look it up. I don't know what we're talking about next week, but I don't think it's Chalbana. Where he encourages a Talmud who is really struggling in Avodas Hashem. And he says, you think that the Gedolim were born Gedolim? You think the Chafetz Chaim was born the Chafetz Chaim? But I'm going to end with the following from Talmud Yerushalmi. Sha'alu l'chachma, they asked wisdom, chote mahu onsho, what is the punishment of a sinner? Amru lahem, chata'im tirdof tiradef ra'a. They went to Chachma and they said, what's the punishment for a sinner? And Chachma quoted a pasuk from Mishlei, Yud Gimel Chaf Aleph, chata'im tiradef ra'a. Evil pursues sinners. A sinner will always be a sinner. Evil pursues sinners. Sha'alu l'nevuah, they asked Nevuah, chote mahu onsho, what is the punishment of a sinner? Amar lahen, Nevuah answered, hanefesh hachotas hi tamus. A sinner should die. Sha'alu l'ktisha brichu, chote mahu onsho. They came to the Ribbono Shel Olam and they said, God, Chachma says he will always be evil. Nevuah says he will die. Now we're asking you, the Melech Malchei Melechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the punishment of a sinner? Amar Lahen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Ya'ase Teshuvah V'yiskaper Lo. Let him repent, and he will be atoned for his sin. What is the Chalbana? It's a Bosem Sharecho Ra. Sometimes we all just stink, or we feel like we stink. And sometimes our children feel this also. They had a bad day in school, socially, academically. They thought they did great on the test, and you get an email from the teacher. You know what? Your child got on the test. And the child says, what? I did so well. And you feel dejected, and you feel like not even trying. Why should I study for that subject if I could just never do it? I'm a write-off. I will always be the Ben Arash at the Seder. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ketores is Kodesh Kedashim. And if it doesn't have the Chalbana, it's not complete. Shelo Yakel Be'einenu, don't be so cheap in your eyes. Litzaref Imanu Ba'agudos Ta'anioseinu Utfiloseinu Es Poshe Yisrael. There are times we will all be the Poshe Yisrael. But if your sins are as scarlet as red wool, Kashaleg Yalbinu, you always have the potential for the purity of white, lavand, once again. Lama nivra adam yechidi, why was man created alone? Shekol echav chayav lomar, bishvili nivra ha'olam, roshe tevos, chalbana. So I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. I will see you, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week. There is shir. And the next 2 weeks there is not shir. I will see you next week. Shabbat shalom. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol tov.